Hello, welcome to your daily briefing, September the 10th, 2021. Let us pray. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for today. We thank you that as we look around, we see the things that you have told us in advance would come to pass. We're grateful for all that we've learned, and we ask that you would continue to be with us today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'd like to share with you an article that is found in the Center for American Progress, and it's quite a profound subject that deals with the extreme weather that we see around us every day these days. The title of the article is "Extreme Weather Costs U.S. Taxpayers $99 billion Last Year, and It's Getting Worse." Now, that's the title of the article. It was published on September the 1st, 2021. And the writers of the article is Kat So, that's K-A-T, first name, S-O, last name, and Sally Hardin, H-A-R-D-I-N. The title again, "Extreme Weather Cost U.S. Taxpayers $99 Billion Last Year, and It's Getting Worse." Here's the news. The climate crisis is here. Extreme weather events fueled by climate change are becoming increasingly more frequent, more destructive, and more costly. Wildfires are burning millions of acres annually. Frequent back-to-back hurricanes, coupled with increased flooding, cause damage to already climate-vulnerable communities, unable to recover fully because of the next disaster is striking. And the science reveals it will only get worse. The Sixth Assessment Report from the UN Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, released on August the 9th, 2021, paints a dire picture of climate change, with the United Nations chief referring to its findings as a code red for humanity. The report, which was written by 234 scientists and reviews thousands of existing scientific studies on climate change, states that it is unequivocal that humans are responsible for climate change. And what's more, that the increasing frequency and severity of specific extreme weather events can be attributed to climate change with a high degree of certainty. Of course, they're blaming you, human beings. And of course, you and I know that based on Great Controversy, page 589, who that real source is. That would be Great Controversy, page 589 in paragraph 2, which says clearly that Satan has studied the laboratories of nature and he's learned to know it well, and he blows in the air and all kinds of things happen. But we're not dealing with that right now. We're going to continue to take a look at this article here. All right, continuing. The findings from this most recent report are also particularly alarming, in part because they prove what reports from prior decades predicted. Climate change is happening now, and its impacts, especially in the form of extreme weather, are already having devastating effects on humans. The report concludes that many of these changes are now locked in, meaning that communities are likely to continue experiencing extreme events for decades into the future. Now, let me pause again to say that there's nothing wrong with using the terminology climate change, because the climate is changing. The problem is, who's changing the climate? Is it man that's able to do that? According to the Great Controversy, according to Matthew 24 and Mark 13 and Luke 21, it is Satan that is doing this. And he has an objective. And we've talked about that objective before. And we will again. But I just want you to know that based on all the reporting and all the experimentation, the climate is changing. The question again is, who's doing the changing? Continuing the article, it says this: the increasing frequency and severity of these extreme weather events across the United States, explained in further details below, underscores the need for urgent major investments from Congress in climate action and environmental justice. This means delivering on the totality of President Joe Biden's Build Back Better agenda through budget reconciliation, in addition to the initial steps taken in the bipartisan Senate-passed Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act. These investments in climate change, climate action, jobs, and justice will put the United States on the path to a clean economy that is both resilient to and no longer fuels what is happening with the climate. With that in mind, this issue brief takes a closer look at extreme weather events by the numbers over the past four decades, explains the different categories of extreme weather that the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration catalogs, analyzing how each is exacerbated by the climate crisis, and recommends that Congress make significant investments to lessen the human and infrastructure costs that results from these catastrophic events, while transforming the nation's economy to one that is 100% clean. And now we begin to take a look at some of the reports that has been found. The United States' experience with extreme weather over the past four decades, and just this summer alone, only serves to underscore the most recent report findings. In fact, since NOAA started tracking billion-dollar extreme weather in 1980, there have been 298 events that met their threshold, exceeding a total of $1.975 trillion in damage and cost. Overall, the four decades of data collection revealed two particularly concerning trends. First, the frequency of these major damaging extreme weather events is increasing. All five top years for event frequency occurred in the past decade, with 22 events in 2020 had the most billion-dollar extreme weather events of any year, nearly one-third more than the second worst year on record, 2016, which recorded 16 events. From 1980 to 2020, the annual average is 7.1 events. But the annual average for the past 5 years, from 2016 to 2020, is 16.2 events per year. Similarly, the average annual cost per decade is increasing at an alarming rate. These statistics are shocking when one considers that the four decades total is almost certainly an undercount of the number of total events, as well as an average underestimation due to incomplete data because of a lack of insurance coverage information and data latency. So now they begin to take a look at what has been happening, and it's really scary, the numbers that they have come up with. Tremendously. Continuing. 2021 is following the same trend and already looks to be even more devastating than previous years. For starters, this past June was the hottest June on record across the United States, and this past July was the hottest July worldwide, with recorded data from a little more than halfway through the calendar year. The United States has already experienced 8 extreme weather events with costs greater than $1 billion each. The continental United States is still the hurricane season, and wildfires exacerbated by droughts are raging in the western states. For example, the Dixie Fire has been burning since July the 13th and has consumed nearly 725,000 acres of California, making it the second largest wildfire in state history. Its costs are not yet calculated, but they will no doubt cause further significant economic impacts and damage to communities and livelihoods. It is also important to note that extreme weather does not affect everyone equally. Historically, marginalized communities are forced to bear a disproportionate brunt of pollution impacts while also confronting concurrent crises resulting from the COVID-19 pandemic. It also proves that things will become progressively worse as time progresses. That means that as extreme weather events increase in frequency and severity, there is a higher likelihood that the impacts already vulnerable communities will be disproportionately worse and result in finding that further suffering will be the cause and the result of it. The new report stated conclusively that specific extreme weather events, as well as their frequency and severity, are attributed to climate change caused by humans. Below are different categories of extreme weather events that NOAA considers each year a part of the analysis of damaging. And then what they do here in this article is they give you a list of all of the parts of the country and parts of the world where these things are changing and changing consistently, so that you get a feel for exactly how intense this is. Now, what I found fascinating about this report is that they're not hiding the fact from you that this is becoming even more intense as the years continue. And not only more intense, but more frequent. Now, you know, that quote in Great Controversy, page 589, makes it clear that all of this is going to become more frequent and more intense. The servant of the Lord uses those two words, more frequent and more intense. This article is talking about the frequency, the increased frequency, and the increased intensity of all of these changes that are happening around us today. And as I said before, there's no argument that the climate is changing. Of course it's changing. The question is, who's changing it? Is it changing itself, or human beings are changing it? Based on page 589 of the Great Controversy, it is Satan who is doing exactly that. And we've read that before, and we'll read that again in the future. All right, let's continue the article here. It says, climate change is fueling more frequent, intense, and damaging hurricanes and cyclones. Warming ocean temperatures lead to more evaporation, creating wetter conditions perfect for heavier rainfall and stronger winds. Furthermore, climate change-induced sea level rise leads to more storm surges. When higher waters are pushed inland by wind and flooding, which are often the deadliest. As the country faces more and more of these storms at more frequent intervals, it is critical to protect at-risk communities through federal investment and comprehensive disaster planning. This is especially vital as COVID-19 continues to be a threat to the health of communities and their ability to adequately prepare and recover from these storms. More than half of 2020's historic number of billion-dollar disasters were hurricanes and tropical cyclones. Worse yet, NOAA forecasts that there will be between 13 and 20 named storms during the 2021 hurricane season, with a 60% chance of an above-normal season. Since the official start of hurricane season on June 1, already there has been 8 named storms. This category of extreme weather accounts for the greatest cost of overall damage, which is about $1.03 trillion among all events, as well as the highest average event cost, which is $19.9 billion per event. Since data collection began in 1980, the total cost of hurricanes has skyrocketed from $39.6 billion to $459.8 billion in the 2010s. A more than tenfold increase in damages, which is consistent with increased development in coastal areas that are often in the path of these storms. The past 5 years of hurricanes alone amassed a total of $401.8 billion of damages. With more frequent, stronger, slow-moving storms coupled with the co-effects of sea level rise and other impacts of climate change, these numbers are expected to continue to increase significantly. And notice the writers of the article keeps talking about the increase of frequency and also in the increase in intensity, which is the quotation taken from Great Controversy, page 589. It is clear that God's word has been precise. There's nothing about it that you should not take seriously. God has identified the events that are taking place around us, and he's let us know exactly what is going to take place and what the results are going to be. Man is completely confused and without the solutions. The scientists cannot even measure what would be needed in order to fix it. They say that if you stop exploring and burning the fossil fuel and all of the gases stop going up into the air, that this will cut it back. Not a chance. Even if you shut down all of the fossil fuel in this world for about a year, it won't change. The reason it won't change is because it's not the fossil fuel, but rather it is Satan who has studied the laboratories of nature and has learned to know it well. Great Controversy, page 589, is clear where it says that he blows in the atmosphere and thousands perish. Diseases and pandemics come one after the other and increase in intensity and frequency. And of course, it leads to something, and we're going to talk about that in the future. But he knows what he's doing, and he knows why he's doing it. And as we look around, we see the fulfillment of all of what God has told us. In Matthew 24, God is quite clear about the frequency of storms and pestilences and all of that that is happening. And Matthew 24 is quite clear when it makes the point that those who keep the commandments of God and have the faith of Jesus will ultimately be blamed because of these things. You and I, need to understand that this is an ultimate sign that God has given us way in advance so that we might know exactly where we stand and how ready we need to be. Let me read a little bit more of this article. It's quite a large article, and I would suggest that you read it for yourself. Let's continue. Already in 2021, places such as Louisiana have experienced widespread flooding and damage to infrastructure and homes due to a torrential rainfall. The area around Lake Charles in southwestern Louisiana was inundated with more than 12 inches of rainfall in 12 hours. That means an inch of rain per hour, leaving thousands of residents without power, vehicles stranded, and more than 250 people in need of water rescues. The impacts to the region's communities are even worse since the area is still recovering from hurricanes Laura and Delta from the previous hurricane season, 9 months prior. And it is not just coastal flooding from climate change. Parts of the Midwest, including Michigan, have also experienced an increased number of flooding events this year as a result of heavy rainfall over short periods of time that overwhelmed the local sewage and water infrastructure. In fact, in late August, catastrophic flash flooding in central Tennessee tragically took the lives of at least 21 people, with dozens more still unaccounted for. The region was hit with a quickly formed weather system, propelled by warmer atmospheric temperatures, holding more moisture than dumped more than 17 inches of rain during a 24-hour period, breaking the previous state record of 13.6 inches of rain. Notice now, 17 inches of rain in 24 hours. The enormous amount of rain overwhelmed the network of creeks and streams that crisscrossed the region, resulting in a 1 to 1,000 chance events from such the community is still recovering. NOAA's severe storm category encompasses events in which instances of tornadoes, high winds, and or hail may occur. The climate change forces that are driving hurricanes, tropical cyclones, and flooding to be more destructive are similarly worsening the impacts of severe storms and are driving more storms to be classified as severe. Severe storms account for 46% of all the billion-dollar extreme weather events that NOAA has ever recorded. In 2020 alone, these storms made up 59% of the year's 22 extreme weather events and cost $34.8 billion, well above the average annual cost of $7.3 billion. The powerful storms that swept across the central United States last year with winds of 100 miles per hour, rain, and at least 15 tornadoes was the nation's second costliest severe storm to date, totaling $11.5 billion in damages for homes, infrastructure, and crops. As this makes clear, severe storms have the potential to cause widespread damage to areas they affect. I don't think you need more, and I want you to read this article for yourself, but I think you've gotten the picture. Now, this is not Matthew 24, it's not Mark 13, it's not Luke 21, and it certainly is not Great Controversy, page 589. This is the Center for American Progress website, an article that was published this month, September the 1st, 2021, written by Kate So, that's K-A-T, first name, second name, S-O, and Sally Hardin, S-A-L-L-Y, Sally, and Hardin, H-A-R-D-I-N. And the title of the article, Extreme Weather Cost U.S. Taxpayers $99 billion last year, and it is getting worse. They couldn't be more accurate. Were they trying to explain Great Controversy, page 589? They couldn't be more accurate. Were they trying to preach a message based on Matthew 24? They couldn't be more accurate. But you see, they're not prophesying. They're actually telling you what is happening now, what has happened already. Now, if you and I are living in Matthew 24, and if we're living in Mark 13, and if we're living in Luke 21, and we're living in Great Controversy, page 589, then you know that it can't be much more time left. And the signals that are being given are the signals that God has given to us concerning His soon coming. In answer to the disciples who asked Him the question as He was sitting on the Mount of Olives, Master, when will these things be, and what will be the sign of your coming? And then in Matthew 24, the Lord begins to explain it. And He explains it by describing all that we are seeing happening around us now. You and I need to wake up. And we need to wake up now. Heavenly Father, we thank You for Your blessings. We thank You for the word that You have given us. We thank You for Your kindness and for the reminders that You provide. And today we ask, Lord, that You would help us to focus on being ready. Take our minds off the things that are around us, the worldly goals that have been set, the way that we have been drawn into an earthly agenda rather than an heavenly. We ask, Lord, that You would fit us for the kingdom to come, so that we might walk according to Your will. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This has been your daily briefing, August the 10th, 2021.